Jim.
Hey.
This is Jesse.
Hi.
First things first, Purdue's Bridgewater facility, the company's only facility in the region, is where the cooking happens. Anything from chicken nuggets, cutlets, strips, to fully cooked whole birds.
But I'm about $1.25 million on chicken a week. And on the turkey side, I'm running about $1.33 million. And I can pretty easily on the turkey side go up to about $2 million.
Director of Operations Kenny Lambert is referring to pounds. His facility produces millions and millions of pounds of cooked poultry product every week bound for grocery stores nationwide. 580 employees make it happen. 42% of them are immigrants. Other than the Harrisonburg public school system, you're not going to find a more multicultural mix than at a poultry factory.
Our countries currently are made up of Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Cuba, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Bosnia, Russia, Kenya, and right now we have a couple people from Uganda.
Purdue doesn't break the numbers down to determine how many of those immigrants are refugees. Essentially, the company's hiring credo is, if you can do the job, you have a job. English, not mandatory.
It's really just the demographics of the area. We're not singling to hire anybody specifically based on race, religion, or anything like that.
Still, working with a 42% non-Native American workforce presents its challenges, specifically language barriers between managers and employees, whom Purdue calls associates.
Now, if an associate comes to us and asks us to help them find an English as a second language, we'll find class that's suitable for the time that they have and the hours that they have, and we'll actually subsidize it.
Employees have to be with the company for at least 6 months to apply for this benefit, and classes are usually taught through the Dayton Learning Center. And it works both ways. Lambert is now fluent in Spanish and can speak some Bosnian and Russian as a result of working for Purdue. He didn't take me to see the processing area to witness where all the nationalities converge, but he did say that associates are assigned to problem-solving teams that are intentionally mixed.
We want the folks to mesh together and to become more of a family and more of a team in the processing area. We really don't want to segregate and create barriers.
There's also a common misconception that immigrants or refugees come to the United States for a higher standard of living. That's not always the case. Plenty undergo a loss of professional prestige in exchange for the relative safety of living in the United States.
We have a gentleman who is here from Cuba. He is a lead right now on a packing line, and in Cuba, he was a dentist. We also had a lady. She started off here as an hourly associate, and in Cuba, she was a architect.
White-collar professionals end up doing manual labor for the first time in their lives, which can be an adjustment.
I can remember one Saturday I came in, and we had two different cleaning chemicals in the production area, and a Bosnian guy called me over, and he wrote the equation for the two chemicals, and he solved the equation and pointed the fact that the two chemicals, when they came together, could be dangerous. And this guy was very well educated in chemistry.
Regardless of the training and skills newcomers bring with them, Lambert values the melting pot of new perspectives.
They're bright, contributing people who interact very well with the groups, the work groups, and actually have come up with some very, very ingenious ideas on ways to improve the process, either from a throughput or a safety standpoint.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.